Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may have heard of the cryptocurrency trading company FTX and its extraordinary collapse. What you may not know is that FTX's founder, Sam Bankman-Fried, subscribes to an idea called effective altruism. That is, donate money in a way that does the most good for the most people. Compelling. And effective altruism has a strong following. But it's also the subject of much debate. Derek Thompson is writing and thinking about this. He's staff writer at The Atlantic. Derek, happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So fill out this idea of effective altruism for us. It's been described as a movement. Who's in it? What's it trying to solve?
I think at the highest level, effective altruism is about trying to do the most good you can in your life for people who are alive now and who will be alive in the future. So in that sense, you could say it's a little bit of an outgrowth of a philosophy that a lot of people know as utilitarianism, which seeks to, you know, achieve outcomes that do the most good for the most people. And this is a philosophy, effective altruism, that has a pretty decent following. It's small compared to other philosophies, compared to other religions, but it's particularly popular in Silicon Valley, in Washington, D.C., and among a lot of people that are associated with the sort of new era, this new wave of philanthropy.
Yeah, and those include, technology, titans, persons who have a lot of money to give away. You have your own story of being compelled to look into this yourself back in 2013. How did that start?
Yeah, so in 2012, my mom was diagnosed with a fatal cancer, and she died the following year. And as I was dealing with that, I was living in New York City, and I got a new roommate, a new subletter, whose name was Will McCaskill. And Will McCaskill turned out to be one of the philosophers behind this movement of effective altruism. And so at this very particular moment in my life where I was seeking something like a religion, I suppose, to help deal with the death of my mom, he helped to make it clear to me that I could do some real good in the world by identifying some of the causes where if I donated money, I could save real lives. One of the ones that I was particularly motivated by was a philanthropy called Against Malaria Foundation, which buys and tracks malaria nets that distributes in Africa. And it calculated that for every $3,000, $4,000 that you give to Against Malaria, you can expect to save one life. And I was really motivated by this idea that not only could I orient my giving more efficiently to save lives, but also that other people who are interested in giving a certain share of their income every year could actually save lives with their money.
Now, effective altruism has had its critics, and some argue, is this really how we should deal with the world's big problems through the, many of these adherents are the 1%, the wealthiest people in the country, in the world, as opposed to, say, government policies. What do you think?
I don't think there's any one way that we should think as a world to make the world better, which is to say, if effective altruism said that everyone should try to be a billionaire and celebrate billionaires and just encourage billionaires to give away their money efficiently, well, that wouldn't do much good, because who would be the non-billionaires that were actually executing on that money to distribute malaria nets and track malaria nets and do research on malaria vaccines and so forth? That's just in the category of malaria. So I've always thought that effective altruism is an interesting philosophy that should live on the margins. But it has, of course, come under scrutiny because Sam Bankman-Fried, the CEO of FTX, which is the sort was a catastrophic story of potential fraud and bankruptcy, he was an effective altruist, and he did intend to give, or at least said he intended to give his money away to charity and to projects that he thought would better the future. I think in the aftermath of SBF's downfall, it's important to see that effective altruism isn't like the only idea that can make the world a better place. I see it personally as one of many ideas that we can incorporate into a kind of portfolio of philosophies that can make the world a better place.
Yeah. But do you think effective altruism needs to be at least looked at a little more closely? There are those who say, this is a new word for an old thing. People making a lot of money often in ethically potentially dodgy ways, you know, underpaying workers or fossil fuels and, you know, kind of laundering your reputation by giving it away. Does effective altruism need to be potentially fixed?
I think it's a danger for effective altruism to be seen as a movement that encourages people to become billionaires by any means necessary and then give away their money in order to philanthropy wash their fraud. That would obviously be a terrible reputation for any philosophy. I don't think it needs to be the reputation of effective altruism. I think it's perfectly consistent to say that labor laws are good and should exist, that fraud laws are good and should exist, that the FDIC is good and should exist, and also that inevitably people are going to have more money than they can spend, be called the excess savings, and people should direct some of those savings in wealthy countries to services and philanthropies that really do wonderful work throughout the world.
Okay.
I think it's entirely consistent to believe all these things.
The Atlantic's Derek Thompson. Derek, thank you as always.
Thank you.